You're listening to Opus Talks, where you'll be in on conversations with insiders in the energy, chemicals, and environmental commodities markets. Guests share insights into the latest trends and innovations, industry challenges, and much more. Let's dive into the conversations that explore where the energy economy is headed, right here on Opus Talks.
Hello, and welcome to another Opus Talks podcast. I'm your host and chief oil analyst at Opus, a Dow Jones company, Denton Sinkergrana. And joining me, as always, is my co-host, the Robin to my Batman, Brandon Gormley, client success director here at Opus. Brandon, great to do another Opus Talks podcast with you.
Denton, it's great to be back for another episode. Personally, I like to think of myself as the tasteful pocket square to your well-put-together wardrobe, but Robin works too. Today, we have Tyler Cameron, head of strategy and analytics from Rovertown. For those of you who don't know, Rovertown seems to be taking the world by storm in the convenience store mobile app space. Tyler, I even have my Rovertown socks with me today. I have 2 out of the 5 pairs, and I know you guys are going to be releasing a sixth at max. So hopefully you can get me what would be half of what you have for socks. So Tyler, why don't you introduce yourself and tell us a little bit more about your role at Rovertown and what Rovertown is all about.
Hi, everybody. Tyler Cameron, head of strategy and analytics at Rovertown. I have been with Rovertown now 8 months, and it's been kind of a whirlwind. I've been in the convenience store industry for 13 years, and like everybody in the convenience store industry, in a variety of roles. So primarily coming from business intelligence and analytics, but also dabbled quite a bit in loyalty and category management as well. And so I'm bringing that expertise over to Rovertown to help them and help our retailers now use apps for retail purposes and engage their customers more. Holistically, Rovertown is an app company. We make apps primarily for the convenience store space. You know, convenience stores encompass a lot of different features. And so that's kind of a broad umbrella. But Rovertown, we like to bill it as an engagement platform. It is going to talk to your customers about whatever they are interested in terms of convenience store items, and in ways that they are being interested in communicated to. So from push notifications to gaming, you know, there's a lot of different ways to talk to your customers. And so we are the platform that kind of ties all of the kind of loose ends together into one easy solution.
Thanks, Tyler. And, you know, I think we do have a really interesting setup for the conversation. So Brandon, as you know, comes from the convenience store operator space. He's probably more familiar with mobile apps and loyalty programs. And what I know about apps is 2 things. 1, it's short for applications. And 2, there's some on my phone. That's what I know about apps. And so you guys at Rovertown, they offer a value product service, and it's grown in recent years. So tell me, you know, kind of more about how the process works. You build them, offer them on like the App Store, Android Marketplace. Give me an example of one that's been available for a while.
Yeah, so we've got lots of retailers in the convenience store space on our platform currently. You know, I think the company has been around now for 15 years, and it started out as a student discount program of all things, and kind of morphed into the convenience store space as our founders evolved their vision. But the way it works today is, you know, we'll meet up with retailers at trade shows or traveling around, because we shop at convenience stores all the time as we're traveling the country. And we'll talk to them. And it really comes down to the convenience store retailers' desire to engage with their guests. You know, I think when most people think of apps and convenience store apps, they think of loyalty. And that's certainly a component of it. But it's more than that. It is about how can you engage with all of your customers. And with our apps, you actually don't have to have loyalty to interact with it. You can be a non-loyalty customer, open up the app, still see what's happening at that retailer's convenience store, still engage with their platform. And that's a really powerful message. And so I think the conversation with us and with the retailers always starts with, you know, what message are we trying to deliver to our customers? You know, what are we trying to tell them about your stores that might be unique? What's your value proposition? And we evolve from there. And so we have a lot of successful apps from loyalty, which is a primary feature, but we also have car wash apps. We've got apps that do discounts. We've got apps that don't have loyalty on them at all. And they're just using them as push notification platforms to tell their customers about all the different things in the stores. And so even though it's the same platform, our retailers are really inventive on how they're using it and the features they're offering.
You know, to follow up on that, you guys do everything in-house and then after that. So it sounds to me like these apps can be as customizable as a retailer wants. So do you have an example of something, you know, kind of unique that you don't have to say who, but, you know, someone has done to maybe engage with their customers a lot better, or just kind of, hey, this is a really cool idea. This is going to set your app apart from others.
Yeah, I think the power of Rovertown is that we make apps easy. I think when you think of an application, you think of this very complicated, customizable code. We're spending millions of dollars on our own app, and there's a huge, massive tech stack, and it's scary. And I think what Rovertown does so well is we make that easy for our customers. We are the glue that holds all of the different services together. We are not a loyalty company, but we work with all the loyalty companies. You know, we are not a fuel pump service company, but we work with the companies that do mobile payment on the apps. And so we tie all of those unique features together and relieve our retailers of having to be tech experts themselves. And so a really good example of this, I think, is we had one retailer do a hidden campaign, which I love as a marketer, where they had something on the app at the very bottom. It was a little tiny ghost. And they didn't say what it was, but if you tap the ghost three times, it would take you to a secret place in the app with a secret discount. And so from a technology standpoint, that's really cool because you're taking them to a quote hidden page and delivering a discount, which, you know, you're integrating with the cash registers and the fuel pumps and all these other things. But from a marketing standpoint, that's so powerful because you're injecting fun into the app. And this was all something that the retailer set up themselves without even telling us. They went on to their own app platform management pages and created all the content and launched this. And so this is happening all the time at Rovertown, where we find out that our retailers have come up with a really inventive marketing campaign. And we're as surprised as they are. They're like, how do they do that? That's incredible. And they get great results with it.
Yeah, that's really cool and really neat and a great example of how, you know, kind of creative you can be with your own, you know, kind of convenience store app, or like you've mentioned, car washes, et cetera. So, you know, it runs the gamut that Rovertown offers there, and it's really cool and sounds like people are doing some really, really unique stuff. So how long does it typically take start to finish, design and then implement the app?
It depends on how complicated the app is and how many integrations you want to do. We've had some apps launch in as little as a month and a half to 2 months. We've had some that have taken longer than that. But again, it really just depends on how many different integrations we're bringing together. But for just a straightforward, normal app, after contracts are signed and all that fun paperwork, usually 2 to 3 months is pretty typical. But it's a process, right? And there are always hangups and roadblocks thrown in the way. 2 to 3 months is pretty typical.
Brandon was there recently and was telling us a little bit about this, but Rovertown presented at the Ambest conference within the last couple of weeks. They're independent truck stop. So is Rovertown looking to kind of get into that space of offering, you know, those services for truck stop applications?
Ambest app just launched for everybody, so go check it out. But I think the answer is, I think we've always been in that industry. We're operating for all convenience stores and retailers in the convenience store segment. And so Ambest was looking for a solution in their app space, and we happened to fit the bill. And so I would say that we weren't necessarily actively seeking to get into the truck stop thing, but we were always just kind of there. It's at the end of the day, truck stops are, you know, just larger, bigger convenience stores. And so it made sense for both us and Ambest to partner.
Yeah, I was out there, Denton, and I got to meet Jeff, and who's CEO and co-founder of Rovertown, and really nice guy, very similar to Tyler. Like, you know, when you're speaking to someone very intelligent, a subject matter expert, within the industry. The other thing that I noticed with Jeff is how passionate he is. And Tyler, I'm sure you can probably resonate that. And that probably it is infectious within the Rovertown organization in itself. But yeah, he definitely comes across as somebody who truly believes in what Rovertown is doing. And he was nice enough just to chat with me for a few minutes. So I appreciated the time. But so I guess my question would be, we've sort of covered, you know, what Rovertown is and sort of the uniqueness of it. As you know, Tyler, working together in our past lives, Opus collects everything when it comes to fuel data, right? Volumes, prices. We've started to get into the mobility space. We've launched some really, really interesting retail software programs in addition to everything that we've done in the past. And Denton and I we're both constantly asked, not only, you know, from cousins, aunts, uncles, you know, grandparents, but, you know, other industry representatives as well, is what's the future going to take? Like, what does that look like the next 10 years? Like, what does that look like from a fuel pricing standpoint? What does it look like from a demand standpoint? How do customers interact with the forecourt versus the inside store? From your perspective, you know, what does retail space look like? How does customer engagement, what's going to remain the same? What's going to change? And how are you guys positioning yourselves to be successful in that path?
I love these types of crystal ball questions. I'll get stuck on them all day. But what immediately comes to mind is speed, and the speed of business is going to be increasing. And, you know, I think about 5 years ago, you know, everything was email based at the previous retailer I was at. And, you know, we would send out an email a week and it would feel good. And that was the speed of business, is one touch point per week. And as applications, you know, kind of replace that email technology, I mean, apps are on your phone, and your phone's in your pocket 24/7. And so now your speed of communication has increased from an email once a week to now I can talk to my customers whenever I want. And so your speed is already, you know, infinitely increased in 5 years. And I think, you know, I hate to use the buzzword AI, but with AI coming, you're just going to be even faster now, or the potential to be even faster, because you could be leveraging these types of technology to look at customer behaviors and deliver relevant messages even more precisely than before. And so, you know, I think the honest answer is I don't know what the new technology is, but it seems to be that everything's going to be faster. And I guess the focus or the amount of attention span of your customer is going to keep getting shorter. So you're going to have to deliver your messages maybe within a second or two in the future. And you might have to do that a couple of times a day, where, you know, today we're maybe at twice a week messaging. So I think, you know, long term, I'm excited about it, but it's definitely speed for me. You know, to set us up for that, it's all about data management, right? And leveraging your data. And and to be clear about this, I'm not advocating we're selling data, because Rovertown does not sell data, but understanding what your data means and being able to act upon that quickly. And I think the retailers and the companies that are able to do that are the ones that are going to be succeeding in the future.
Yeah, the interesting. And again, you know, I agree that the speed factor is going to be probably one of the kind of most, call it, market moving things that we're going to take. Like, it's fast now, it's going to get even faster. I just wonder, you know, at some point, you know, you got to find the fine line between the customer so much with all these, you know, kind of messages, et cetera, you know, how much is too much. And I think over the, you know, next decade, like Brandon asked, you know, we're going to find out, you know, what that's like. So wanted to get back to kind of Rovertown specifically. There's plenty of companies and platforms out there that offer similar services. What sets Rovertown apart?
Rovertown, I really think, is a company of one, but I'm a little biased, obviously, since I work there. But a few things that set us apart is, one, the passion. You know, we're a very small team compared to other companies that might have hundreds of employees. I think we have 16. It's a very small company. And so everybody they hire are experts in their field and people that are really devoted and love what they're doing. And so our speed that we can deliver things is exciting. exceptionally high and their quality is exceptionally high as a result. And so, you know, when I say that we can deliver an app in 2 to 3 months, that's really fast. That's not an insignificant hurdle. And so I think the first thing that sets us apart is our people and the quality of the people and the service we deliver. And I think when you talk to our retail clients, they'll support that. But from there, I think it's our platform. Rovertown platform is really designed similar to how like Squarespace is for web pages, where you can design and build and control your own web page. Rovertown's bringing that same simplicity to the app industry, and that's unique. And so you don't have to be a technology expert to have an app anymore. You can be a normal marketing person. You can, as is often the case in the convenience store industry and wearing multiple hats, you could be a category manager and also still be an app manager. And that's totally okay.
So Tyler, if I could, right? So you're familiar with this space. This is what you ate, everything in the last 10 years, right? You've done category management, you've done analytics and business intelligence. So this all makes sense to you. Let's just change the perspective. Just tweak it for a second. Talk to me. I'm a retailer. I have a few dozen locations, so not small, not large. This all seems very black boxy to me, right? So like I hear things and I read things around why customer loyalty is so important and why customer engagement is so important. And, you know, I maybe have some thoughts around what we should do. And I see my competitors doing some things. You know, is Rovertown someone that I could reach out to and say, hey, I know what I don't know. And this is what I want to try to achieve. Can you guys help me do that? Like, is that something that you guys help with? Or do people have to sort of come to you with a complete, structured idea and say, hey, this is what I want you to do. And this is what I need advice.
They can come to us in any level of sophistication and knowledge about where they are at. As long as they want to have an app, we can help them. A big part of my role of head of strategy and analytics is to demystify the process. And we've been doing a series of webinars on what actually works in an app supported by analytics. And so what I would say is if you come to Rovertown and you have no idea what you want to do, that is totally fine. We have the people and tools in place to support you. I come in all shapes and sizes. We're here to help.
That's helpful. And I'm sure encouraging for some of the listeners out there right now, for sure. Sure. What challenges do you foresee retailers having to overcome when it comes to customer engagement? And I guess that would be part one of my question. Part two is I'm going to sort of connect it back to a question that Denton had asked. And that's really that it seems like everywhere I go right now, I have an option for loyalty, right? If I go to Starbucks, I have a loyalty app for that. If I go to Walmart, there's a loyalty app for that. How are you guys sort of thinking about what could be a very saturated space right now and how retailers are going to sort of continue to use technology to connect with customers in sort of this like just normalized world that sort of just seems like that's just par for the course just to do business right now?
Big questions there. I think, the biggest challenge I think for retailers is that, our platform is so open-ended in how you can engage with a customer that can be sometimes daunting. And so what I always encourage is thinking about if you had to rank the top three messages you wanted to tell your customers, what would they be? Specifically to features that are in your app. Do you want to tell them about your loyalty program? Do you want to tell them that you are an everyday low price, fountain drink supplier? You know, what is that message that we're delivering? And so once you have that message, it becomes a lot easier to deliver it. I think some of the app examples you gave out there specifically around loyalty, I would say that, the Rovertown platform is more than just loyalty and discounts. We're delivering experiences and that engagement. And I know that can sound a little buzzy, but what I like to think about is, let's say you have a car wash app and we have lots of car wash apps on our platform. We can deliver subscriptions to our customers, and those subscriptions are another way to engage. That's not a loyalty platform, but it brings the customer into the app. It brings the customer to the convenience store for car washes. Once they're at the car wash, you hope they get out of the car and come inside and buy, a soft drink or a hot dog or whatever else. And so maybe that's where you get into some additional marketing. But I think really it starts with what is the message we're trying to deliver? And once you have that clear focus of this is our ranking, you know, you can figure out which customers am I resonate with best. And it's not this overwhelming saturation. It's now you're delivering the right message to the right customer.
Great. No, good stuff there. And, you know, so, you know, okay, let's consider and just keep one in mind. Has any retailer come back to Tyler, you and Rovertown and said, you know, what kind of, like the results, like, hey, we didn't have this app, but since you guys built this app for us, this has happened, that has happened. You know, our volumes are up 10%. Our inside store sales are up 25%. You know, do you have any, you know, kind of success stories you could share with us on that?
Yeah, not specific to retailers because we keep the numbers confidential, but we have worked with a lot of retailers, especially in the subscription space around car washes, as well as Order Ahead, where they're reporting, you know, easily double digit, multiple tens of percent increases on existing volumes. And I wish I could go into more detail than that, but the short answer is yes. And the retailers that are having the most success, I think, have that really clear vision. They have the really clear message that they're delivering, and then they do it. And so the platform, Rovertown, is really good about just kind of getting out of the way and saying, hey, we're going to deliver this message really fast to the customer and letting the retailer handle it from there. And you know, so many success stories.
It's great. So another kind of piggybacking off of that, you know, you mentioned earlier, you know, it could be intimidating. It could be daunting. You know, what advice do you have for any retailers that do want to get into the app space and kind of build something or refresh an existing platform that they already provide?
I would say it's not as hard as you think it is in a good way. It certainly is, you know, from a technology standpoint, you know, when you really boil it all down, it is very complicated. But I think that's Rovertown's role is to become that expert for them and make what is a hard thing very easy. And I would say as somebody trying to get into the app space and questioning, maybe should I do this? I think the answer is yes. You know, everybody in the world now, it seems like, has a phone in their pocket. And I think even a retailer that may not be sophisticated marketing-wise still has messages they want to tell their customer. And so I would say jump in. You know, if you're not talking to that customer, somebody else is. So you gotta protect them.
Yeah, I think that's a super important point to emphasize, Tyler, is that, you know, it's as much as we like to think about, you know, this idea of we're going to open our doors for brick and mortar, or we're going to, you know, launch a website, and, you know, this is going to be our sort of virtual storefront, if you will, you know, and people are going to come and they're going to have a great time and they're going to buy things and that's going to be really great. And our share of wallets, but the reality of it is war. Like, it's all out war right now. Right. So like, if to your point, like if they're not engaging with you, there's a good chance they're going to be engaging with somebody else, right? And if their experience engaging with you isn't up to a certain expectation, there's not only a pull, but there's a push, you know, so that's sort of involved here, where you could be pushing people towards other people if your engagement or if your experience that you're providing isn't up to a certain par. And then that bar is continuously being raised at every single day, right? So, I mean, we're seeing it on the fuel side, right? The brands that have a really strong presence, have that loyalty platform, have that really great, you know, customer experience inside the store. I mean, we're seeing market share increases, right? We're seeing it from our mobility data. We're seeing it from our volumes, our demand, our, you know, how we calculate, you know, total pie versus brand slices of the pie over time. And it's pretty clear, right? Like those are the brands that are winning right now. So I spoke a little bit about data points on our side. I'm sure you interact with data and analytics every day. What role will data and analytics, and if I could, throw out a term that you're probably familiar with, data driven. How will those concepts continue to play in the industry?
Yeah, so 100% agree that other people are for sure talking to your customers, and it is warfare out there. And I think to what I said earlier about speed of business increasing, I think the from an analytics perspective, you know, analytics can predict when you might be losing a customer before you even realize you're losing a customer. And so you can have campaigns in place that'll trigger to retain people that might be on the cusp of going somewhere else. You know, I think you can also easily dive into analytics and use that to deliver better offers, right? The classic, you know, when you're on Amazon and you've looked at one thing and you say, people who've searched for this have also searched for this. You know, that's analytics driven, and it's helpful in a way to the customer too, because it's connecting them to the products that they might be interested in. So all those things are also possible on our platform. And so, you know, obviously I'm a huge data guy and believe everybody should be data driven. But I think there's some really easy ways to get in the game for that that are super effective, and just simple product suggestions on, you know, you've bought this, also buy this. People who buy Coke should also buy a bag of chips to go with their hot dog. You know, those types of campaigns are super effective and not overly complex to set up.
Nice. One question that that has been on my mind since I saw Jeff present at Ambest. Is there anything that you could share around future development, product development, you know, sort of the skunk works of Rovertown, what you guys have sort of just dreaming up on your side, big game changers that we could see in the coming months, coming years at NACS? Is there anything that you could kind of peel back the curtains and reveal for us?
I don't think I can do the full roadmap, unfortunately. I'm really excited about the full roadmap. In the short term, then, we have a game room concept that we're working on where we're leaning into gamification quite a bit more. And, you know, I like to think about it as everybody likes to be communicated with differently. Everybody is interested in different things. And a huge, you know, segment of the population are gamers. You know, when you look at some of the most successful apps that are out there, they're gaming apps. You know, how many of us have played Candy Crush, right? Probably everybody who's listening to this podcast right now knows exactly which game that is. And so we're going to be leaning into that a little bit more and offering more games on our platform and more gamification type tactics on our platform that can be used to engage with customers. Because while, yes, you might have your classic, you know, family with a minivan and two kids, it responds well to SMS. You probably also have 20-year-olds coming into your convenience stores that would love to be able to earn a discount on something in your store by playing games on your app and everything in between. And so we're going to be really leaning into that gamification aspect. And I'm super excited about that as a gamer.
Very cool. Well, I wanted to do my kind of random question to end the podcast, Tyler, where we, you know, kind of get to know you more as, you know, not Tyler from Rovertown, but just Tyler. So you mentioned you're a gamer. What platform do you use? Is it PC? Is it PlayStation? Is it Xbox? And what is your favorite game right now?
So I'm primarily a PC gamer on Steam, but I've got my kids hooked on the Nintendo Switch, and so I'm multitasking. But right now I'm playing a great game everybody should check out. It's been out for a while. It's called Dead Cells. It is a side-scrolling, old-school action roguelike game. So definitely a good one to check out, but you probably need some you know, quick fingers, fast reaction times for it.
That sounds like fun. Yeah, I don't play much video games, but I did just get the NCAA 25 game. Little known fact about me, I was in the NCAA 96 game, which just goes to show how old I am. I'll argue with EA that they didn't make me very good. So I do have some issues with them right now. But here I am spending money to get the new game just because we haven't had one in so long. So with that being said, on behalf of Brandon Gormley and myself, Tyler, thank you so much for joining us. It's been a lot of fun. And now I know more about apps than when we first started this. So everyone, thank you for listening to the Opus Talks podcast, and we will talk to you next time.
We hope you've enjoyed today's insider conversation on Opus Talks. Join us next time for a deep dive into another industry insider's world. You can find more Opus Talks episodes at opusnet.com/podcasts or wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.